not as fun without all the people.
Without all of them.
यत्र भागवतो राजन साधवो विशदाशयाः भगवद्गुणानुकथनश्रवणव्यग्रचेतसाः तस्मिन् महान् मुखरितान् मधुविच्चरित्रपीयूषशेषसरितः परितः स्रवन्ति तायेऽपि बत्य वितृषो नृपगाढकर्णे स्तान् न स्पृशत्य वितशनतृद्भयशोकमोह
तस्मिन् महान् मुखरितां मधुविच्चरित्रपीयूषशेषसरितः परितः स्रवन्ति ताये पिबन्त्य वितृषो नृपगाधकानाय ताये तान्ना स्पृशन्त्य स्पृश असनतृद् भयशोकमोह
तस्मिन् महान् मुखरितं मरुभिक्षचरित्र पीयूषशेषचरिता परिता स्रवन्ति तये विपन्ति अवितृषु नृपगाधकानै तना स्पृशन्ति असनतृत् शोकमोहभाय
where the Bhagavat, great devotees of the Lord, who are sadhus, pure-minded, and where they are eagerly describing the pastimes of the Lord and hearing them. If you go there, O King, Narada is telling to Prachina Barhi, if you go there and you hear from their mouths the wonderful pastimes of Madhubit. Madhubit is Lord Krishna. If you hear the pastimes of Lord Krishna, which are flowing all around like a river full of nectar, then, if you hear with your ears, if you drink this nectar with your ears, then you will never be touched by hunger, thirst, or fear.
Very good.
In the assembly of great saints, pure rivers of pure nectar flow in the form of the descriptions of the Naam, Rup, Gun, and Lila of Madhubit Sri Krishna. So those who drink without ever becoming satisfied through their ears from this river of nectar, they become free from lamentation, fear, and
hunger and thirst.
Hunger and thirst.
Hunger and thirst comes.
No, free from hunger, thirst.
They become free from lamentation, fear, hunger, thirst.
In this verse, King Pachibadi is being instructed.
Narada is telling our Prachin Barhi.
बोलिए प्राचीन बोरी महाराज के उपदेश दिच्छेन.
That where there are assembly of pure devotees, and where they're speaking about the Supreme Lord's Leela and pastimes, form, that those greatly, the important thing here is that hearing from pure devotee, those who are have realization of the Supreme Lord. If one gets the opportunity to hear from those types of personalities, certainly he will rise above the bodily concept of life. He'll rise above the bodily concept of life. Hunger and thirst, lamentation, fear and illusion, those things will not be affecting him any longer.
Sarita parita sramanti means?
I don't know the name.
He told only purport.
If he will go and take bath in the river, coming from, and what kind? Madhubai Charitra, very sweet. paritas, from all round, what they are telling, and then.
And also it's mentioned in that verse that they have, those who have desire to hear with such eagerness, they can never be satisfied. Those, then they come up to the transcendental platform.
Narada Rishi has met with King Prachinibarit, and he has so much mercy, compassion upon him. He sees how the king is absorbed in sense gratification. Then he tells the story of King Puranjana, how the king is traveling everywhere in the forest, and finally he arrives in the city with 9 gates. And there he is surrounded by so many soldiers, and he is absorbed in sense gratification. But at the end, so many enemies are coming to attack him. So after he tells this story, King Prachinibarit says, "I cannot really understand what you mean." And then Narada Rishi goes on to explain, what is this city with 9 gates? What are the enemies? And how, when the king hears this, he becomes eager to know. This city of 9 gates is the human form of life. After traveling in the forest of so many different species of life, the living entity finally arrives in the human form of life. There he has opportunity to obtain the greatest fortune. And Narada Rishi explains here to King Prachinibarit, although there are so many enemies, when the living entity comes in the assembly of pure devotees, then he has the opportunity to bathe in the river, which is always emanating from their lotus mouths. They are always absorbed in glorifying the pastimes, qualities, the form, the associates, everything about that sweet Lord, which is here Madhubik. And that river is everywhere. So once you come in their association, then you must drown in that river. And those who are hearing with apt attention from those great sages, Mahatmas, the nectar which is coming from their lotus lips, they are never satiated. They are never satisfied. They always want more. There is no concern about hunger or thirst, like King Parikit. For 7 days he was not eating or drinking anything, and no lamentation, no fear, no illusion is present in that situation.
Very good.
Nripa.
As Vajina Prabhu has explained, Narada Rishi is telling King Prachinibarit that that those who are in the assembly of great devotees who are broad-minded and fully engaged in bhakti, then from their lotus lips, the nectarian descriptions, harikatha, about the characteristics and pastimes and transcendental qualities of Madhubhit, means Krishna himself, when this nectar is flowing from their mouth, it comes like great rivers. And those who are so fortunate to have taste for that nectar, and give their ears, through their ears they drink this nectar, and which comes in their heart, which purifies themselves, then they will not be touched by hunger, by thirst, or any other bodily necessities, neither fear, lamentation, and illusion will be present. It will gradually disappear from their heart. So the essence of this shlok is that one should be in association with pure Vaishnavas and always hear their Harikatha, be in a holy place like Vrindavan, and also that this Harikatha is katam ritam, it's full of nectar, because especially Srimad Bhagavatam, touched by the beak of Parikshit Maharaj, by Shukadev, it became more nectarian. So this nectar is very addictive, that someone who hears constantly will also be purified. And also it says Madhu Beak means Krishna, who is the killer of the demon Madhu. And not Madhu Rathu, Madhu. That I think that denotes, because Dramaji, when he was in trouble, he was so much fearful and in so much difficulties. So Krishna killed this demon. So this demon personified all the difficulties a person goes through.
Tasmin man mukharita madhuri charitra. In this slok, Narad Rishi is instructing Prachin Bodhi Maharaj. Ya tasmin man mukharita. Tasmin means Tat Sabda Rup, his seventh descending similar number, Tasmin. Here, who is Tat? There are two substances, Tat Padartha and Tang Padartha. Tat means Bhagavan. Who is Bhagavan? Nijajan, near India, they call Tasmin. Tasmin Man Mukharitam. Just like so many rivers coming out from Manasarovar, in same way, the Harikatha emanating from the lotus leaf of Mahat. Who is Mahat? For Bhagavan it mentioned Mahatopi Mahiyan Anuropi Aniyan. He minute than minute, minute of minute and greater of all greatest Bhagavan. So his Niyajan must, they are Mahat. Why? Because Prahlad Maharaj told Naisang Motis Tabat Urukramang in this slok Mahihasang Padarajohvi Sekam. Another place, Rohugan Raja instructed by Bharat Maharaj, he told Bina Mahat Padarajohvi Sekam. In two places mentioned that they are Mahat. Who is Mahat? The Bhagavan's Nijajan. Tasmin man mukharitam madhuvid charitra. Who is Bhagavan who killed Madhu? Madhu is personification of Rajagun. So Bhagavan killed Madhu and Koitab and Mur. Why I told madhuvid charitra? You can tell Muravid charitra or Koitabvid charitra. Why? Because Madhu means, another meaning is attachment, asakti.
Sweet.
The Bhagavan's devotee, they can cut that mundane attachment and make attachment towards Bhagavan. One more meaning of Madhuvid means Madhu means asakti. When Krishna played on flute, then he dragged Braj gopis, young gopis towards him, either from father's house and in-law's house, cutting that all attachment and dragged towards Krishna. So Madhuvid charitra. And Pijusa says a sarita sabanti. In this Harikatha, there is so much nectar. Whoever will drink this nectar with too much attachment, too much attention, then he will be come out from bodily conception, and hunger, thirst, other thing will not affect anymore to him. So he have to listen from his Nijajan, not from others.
Very good. Tomorrow, Brahmastuti. नौमिद्यते अभ्रबपुषे तडितंबराय गुंजावतंस परिपच्छन्मुखाय वन्नस्रजे कवलवेत्र विशान बेनो लक्ष्मास्रिये मधुपदे वसुपांगजाय कल वेरी
पुरसत हो बे नार
When we will go five. From here?
Parso.
5 o'clock.
5:30.
We'll go from here.
5:15. Between 5:15 and 5:30, we should leave. Before 5:30, yeah.
No, before.
What time is the flight?
Quarter past seven.
7:15.
Should be the 6:15.
6:15. Yeah, maybe a quarter to six.
You can leave quarter to six, but we will leave earlier.
Were you asking me?
We should go some before.
We don't want to take risk. Any flat tire, anything can happen.
As you like.
Yes.
Chalun, Prasad, take off.